This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Laura Winters. The sound of protesters in Israel, as it's been 3 months and people are questioning where are the hostages and what's being done to get them out.
The government should do everything they can do to bring them back home. It's so many days that they're there.
Israelis who are missing a loved one kidnapped by Hamas terrorists back on October 7th, protesting in Tel Aviv and setting up a long table with more than 100 empty white chairs with color pictures of those still being held.
We don't know who alive, who is not.
In other news, in light of the war in Ukraine and the war in the Middle East, it seems it would be a good idea to know where the U.S. Defense Secretary is. But we are learning more about his absence. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, turns out, was in the hospital as the result of complications from a medical procedure, and he was even in ICU for a period. Problem is, he reportedly didn't inform the White House for a few days. He was hospitalized Monday, and reporters at the Pentagon first alerted to the situation on Friday. To Fort Lauderdale, Florida now, and another shocker, where people are absolutely stunned to see a tornado-looking funnel cloud hit.
What a lightning strike.
A severe weather system is moving across the country right now, bringing snow to the northeast.
It is likely that the southern half to two-thirds of the state will only see rain.
Here's New Jersey Governor, Democrat Phil Murphy.
We are all ready for whatever comes our way and taking every precaution, although it is Mother Nature. So we do our very best to calculate, predict, and prepare, but you have to accept the fact that it is Mother Nature.
This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Another handout to illegal aliens, a report from California that Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom will be giving free health care to another 750,000 illegals on top of the 1.1 already receiving it at taxpayer expense. This comes as California is facing its biggest budget deficit ever. One person killed, 12 hurt after a bus crashes in upstate New York on a highway near Lake George. Police say the bus rolled over. Detectives investigating the cause of the crash. Pennsylvania Senator Democrat John Fetterman says he doesn't recognize his alma mater, Harvard, anymore. Fetterman speaking out about former Harvard president Claudine Gay, who was forced to step down after she refused to condemn anti-Semitism raging on campus. Fetterman in an interview saying, as an alum of Harvard, look, I graduated 25 years ago, and of course it was always a little pinko, but now I don't recognize it. In other news, a third batch of Jeffrey Epstein documents unsealed. The new public documents allege Epstein and his associates would target and troll nightclubs looking for teenage girls. Also, new details about Prince Andrew. His butler alleges he received daily massages at Epstein's home in Palm Beach, Florida. And we learn Epstein invoked the Fifth Amendment 500 times during a deposition in 2016, and he dodged questions about former President Bill Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's how we roll, and thank you for rolling with us. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can check it out. BillMartinezShow.com. You know, interesting, this new year, a time to reset. You know, we love new beginnings because it's a time, you know, some political observer says, like Etch a Sketch, you just kind of, you know, clear the screen and start all over again. And this is what we can do for 2024, knowing what we've experienced. As we were saying, you know, with Larry Klayman and Horace Cooper earlier, experience defines preference. And I think America is getting to the point where they're, you know, fed up. I mean, I see heads out of windows, you know, like that movie Broadcast News, you know. I can't stand it anymore. You know, I'm sick of it. This is what it seems to be coming down to. But look, at there's nothing wrong with being angry. It's what is the next step? What are we going to do in understanding that all this has happened, all the promises that Joe Biden made, which is an extension of what Barack Obama made, which is amazing to me because how often did Barack Obama lie? I mean, you know, I think back and in my broadcast career, when it was first suggested that there was deception coming out of the White House, it was during the era of, and of course, I'm talking modern era, okay? I'm not 100 years old here, so keep that in mind, was Richard Nixon. You remember his tricky dick? And I remember that. And even when that came up, and I was in the Marine Corps at the time, and I felt uncomfortable. Because here you are, you're talking about, you know, the President of the United States. I mean, as a person in the military, you're commander-in-chief, and you're saying, this guy's lying. And here it is, as decades go by, you know, more and more, you know, Bill Clinton, it became obvious. I mean, some things you could see happening with our government. You say, okay, well, maybe there's some misunderstanding and there's some miswording here or something like that. But I'll tell you, it's to the point where our political operatives, they have no shame. I mean, they just lie with impunity anymore. And maybe here to give us some therapy and help us understand this is Grover Norquist, because he's been around it for a long time, longer than I have in terms of being there in the beltway of all the insidiousness of where it is. But, you know, Grover is the Americans for Tax Reform president, and we welcome him to the show. Again, Grover, how you doing? Good to have you with us. Happy New Year, sir.
Absolutely. Good to be with you. I am in Florida right now.
Okay, not too far. Where in Florida? Because I'm on the east in Stewart. Where are you at?
Tallahassee, meeting legislators to talk about more tax cuts.
Oh, well, good, good. Always love talking tax cuts. That's great. Well, fight on, man. We got to keep that going here, even in the great state of Florida. with all the good work that the governor is doing and his staff. But Grover was just saying that, you know, the deception of our, you know, government officials has become so obvious that, you know, I remember I was just going down memory lane, and I remember back in, you know, 70s, I was in the Marine Corps, and we first started talking about a president lying to you with Tricky Dick Nixon, and I, even then, it stalled. It stopped me in my tracks. I thought, God, how can we say that about the president of the United States? And now it's today, fast forward, 2024, and it's like an everyday occurrence. It's almost like it's unique if you get any truth out of the bureaucracy these days. What is going on?
I think we should be a little sympathetic towards Biden and the Democratic White House and people like Pelosi and Schumer. They're in a very difficult position. Every day they take money from people in the United States who earned it, and they give it to their political supporters, and they have to explain why they're doing this. And they're not really comfortable saying, well, I'm stealing your money and giving it to my friends so I can win the next election. So
exactly.
They have to come up with an alternative explanation. I don't know, global warming, fairness, wokeness, something. There's always a crisis. And evidently, the interesting thing about crises is they are all solved by raising taxes and spending more money on the Democratic Party's constituencies.
Yeah. It's amazing how that comes up, but yet at the end of the day, does it solve any problems?
Yeah. Things that are not crises are crime in your neighborhood. That does not require more police or stricter sentencing or so on. And so therefore, it's not a crisis. So they have to lie about what's happening because in order to shape the demand for more government and explain to you that what they do in Congress or at the state legislature is not responsible for creating these problems. The president just has to lie every day about the inflation that he created.
Mm.
Since Biden became president, since the Democrats won the House and the Senate, they have inflated the currency, and the average American is poorer in terms of their income today than they were the day Biden got elected. So how does Biden give a speech and say anything interesting without lying? It's very difficult. I think we should sympathize with somebody in that difficult position and get him counseling.
Yeah, there is a punchline in there somewhere. And speaking of Nancy Pelosi, and of course you saw this, Grover, which is so disturbing, but it's consistent, you know, because Congress doesn't, you know, supposedly, you know, they have outlawed insider trading or some form of it. But Nancy Pelosi's 2023 trading gains topped 65%. I mean, that's better than any of the other Wall Street standards, you know, than their performance records. 65%. And I've been saying forever, if you're in the stock game, what you do is you just look and see where Nancy and Paul Pelosi are putting their money and just follow their lead. Because, I mean, here it is. With stock options and playing that game, and you're going to tell me that insider trading is not part of the strategy?
Well, if they'd share their insider insight, maybe we'd be less unhappy about it.
Yeah,
but it's no. I suppose if everybody knows, it doesn't quite work.
Yeah, well, it probably would. It might cut her gains down by maybe 5 points or something, and that would be disturbing. But 65%. I mean, that's more than double the S&P 500's 24% gain. Okay? I mean,
who's the guy in Nebraska who's always people talk about? He doesn't do as well as she does.
Oh, no. No, we don't look at him any. We don't look. We want inside information from the queen of inside information, Nancy Pelosi. Can you make that happen? I mean, you're walking, you know, through the hallways there. I mean, you could drop a little bug there and just say, all we're interested is just where she's putting her puts and stops, right?
Absolutely. It does smell. There's something that appears to be very, very wrong there. And really it should be looked into.
Well, and she justifies it. I mean, when she talks about it, again, this is such a hard job, like you say. I mean, all the histrionics and pretzel logic. They've got to, you know, distort their bodies and their minds in order to justify this kind of thievery. It's unbelievable. But like you say, rightfully so, we need to pray for them and feel sorry for them because, it's got to be a tough life. Could you imagine living a life like that? I couldn't live with myself, but that's just me. I guess you just have to kind of train your conscience to kind of put up with this kind of deception. We've got more from Grover Norquist. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Despite hosting 17 million Christians nationwide, some regions of Cameroon remain steeped in traditional superstitions and false beliefs. Security injunctions have set heavy restrictions on church activities, and converts can be at great risk if they tell anyone about their new faith. To provide hope in the midst of persecution, the Tide Ministry recently launched powerful gospel radio broadcasts in Cameroon. The story of a local witch doctor who found Christ, burned his personal idols, and is now sharing the gospel in his community showcases the power of Christ in places desperate for his love. Hearing the good news in your own language can ignite the fire of Christ in a powerful way. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Great to have you with us. Business, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like it from us as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. Grover Norquist is with us right now, the president of Americans for Tax Reform. And, Grover, it looks like our household appliances, they're coming back. Joe Biden's assault on our household appliance suffered a welcome setback. Can everybody say hooray, right?
Absolutely. The courts sometimes knock down some of the ridiculous regulations that the Biden people have been putting up. Certainly slows it down. Hopefully, in some cases, will stop it.
Mm-hmm. The thing that amazes me is, and the American people need to wake up and understand this, is that every time you elect Democrats and you put them into office, Regulation Nation takes a foothold. And with all these regulations, it just impedes business at a time when our economy, you know, needs to be operating at full throttle. I mean, we saw a clear difference between Obama, the Obama years, and Donald Trump. You had Regulation Nation that rose exponentially during the two terms of Obama. And then Trump comes into office and says initially for every one new regulation, I think the goal was we're going to get rid of two. And I think it got up to a point where it was almost 20 regulations were eliminated for each new regulation. And what happened? The engines of industry, the economy within the United States of America started to flourish and become robust again, which was contra what, you know, Barack Obama said. Remember, Barack Obama had said, oh, the best, you know, Donald Trump doesn't know what he's talking about. The best he could probably do in his GDP is about 2%, maybe 1.8%. And that's what he and these other alleged experts, economic experts on the left, had to say. And then here, Donald Trump proves them wrong in a matter of a couple of years, Grover. So the evidence, I think, is quite clear, and it's empirical. And, you know, we've got to stop being so stupid to think that the Democrats are looking in for our best interest, that they know how to manage the economy and manage the government in such a way that it promotes a good, positive economy.
Well, you were talking about household appliances, your refrigerator, your water heater, your the whole question of whether you're allowed to have a gas stove or not. The government keeps coming up with light bulbs. Remember, they wanted to tell us what kind of light bulbs we could have. These are decisions people can make. If you live in a city where the mayor is so incompetent that the water supply run by the city is erratic and you can't get enough water, then you might want to buy one of those washing machines, which takes 2-3 hours to wash them, but it only uses a little bit of water.
Right.
If you have a properly run city, you know, the one thing the world isn't short of is water, because it doesn't go anywhere. And you can put it in reservoirs and put it in pipes. And even in droughts, there's water that you can buy, for crying out loud.
Yeah, so, California is the only state that doesn't know what to do with the water. So that's a whole other story. But, you know,
well,
but go ahead.
They voted down bringing pipelines that would bring the water down from lakes and rivers in the north. They chose to create those water shortages. And if you live in a poorly run state, a poorly run city, then perhaps you should buy equipment that recognizes that your water is going to be only there, so on. If you're in California and you have intermittent blackouts because they don't like nuclear power and they don't like real power that's on 24/7, as opposed to solar, which doesn't work as well when the sun goes down, or wind power, which doesn't work as well when the wind doesn't flow, then perhaps you should buy something because there's going to be scarcity of electricity. But if you have a normal governor and a normal mayor who doesn't get in the way of electricity and water, then you should be able to buy whatever kind of gas stove you want, or a heater for the house, or water heaters. These are decisions Americans can make. There's no reason for some bug bureaucrat to decide for a country of 330 million people in 50 states with dramatically different situations. There's no one-size-fits-all.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the thing is that this seems to off, seems to operate in the realm of the theoretical, Grover. I mean, this is all theory. But in practical evidence, I mean, look what it is. And if you're part of the sheeple and you're just listening to Joe Biden and Joe Biden says, okay, jump, and you say how high, well, then, you know, you're in chaos and you're dealing with this craziness. You're changing light bulbs. I mean, you're going from paper or plastic and all these other regulations that have been thrust upon your life. You're being forced into get rid of the gas guzzling, terrible, you know, environmentally assault weapons called automobiles, and choose to go electric, and then you realize, you go, okay, wow, it's really cool at the very beginning, the first 10 minutes of the experience, and then you get down the road and you go, oh my gosh, where am I going to recharge? And part of freedom and being able to drive everywhere you want is that the automobile, as it is, provides that kind of liberty for people to be able to go on, you know, on vacations, on trips, and, you know, stop real quick. They may take a 2-minute break to gas up, grab a cup of coffee, and back on the road again. I mean, if you are, part of the group with Secretary Granholm, and you're pulling in for a charging station, and you got to wait for an hour and get in the queue to get to a charging station, I mean, it's problematic.
It is, and the Europeans have something called the precautionary principle that they're trying to sell us. And that is, not only is there not an imaginary crisis now, the precautionary principle is we have an imaginary crisis that might happen someday. Why we have to regulate you now. So out of precaution, we do things for which there's no good reason now. So it's hard to debate against it, right? But there might be.
Well, and that's a perfect transition to what's going on right now, because we know, here it is, this election year, and I'll tell you, the number one question I got to tell you, Rover, with the people that I talk to about the election, is they say, Bill, is it going to be free and fair? Did we secure the election process in such a way that I can be sure that my vote's going to count? I said, you know, to be honest, I don't know. And then here it is, you know, you're kind of watching what's going on, and now you got the FCC, which I saw that you had signed one of the letters to Congress on, planning on interfering with the 2024 election. And it's clear interference is what it is. This isn't to make the election easier and more secure. It is to produce a specific outcome, which is what the Democrats love to do. They're not taking any chances here. I mean, all their effort, and the thing is that disgusts me, is that they don't even do it on their own dime. They use our money in order to rig the system, Grover.
Well, you're right. The FCC and the FTC are going after all of these telecommunications efforts and through the Internet and so on to try and control speech for the next election. I am just getting grabbed here. I'm going to have to be kidnapped by pirates.
Okay. All right. We'll get going. We'll look at. I appreciate the time, as always, Godspeed, my friend. Happy New Year. We'll talk next week. Grover Norquist, the president for Americans for Tax Reform. I wanted him to go on and give more detail as to what the FCC is doing here. I mean, they are going to manipulate, free speech. Who gets to speak all in this name, just like what happened with Facebook and the social media companies during the 2020 election. So, you know, the Democrats can't help themselves. You know, as DeRoy Murdoch says, they're just cheat. They cheat. Cheaters do what cheaters do. They cheat. You know, so they're going to find different ways if they can't come up with a new iteration of COVID in which to scare the holy what have you out of people and force them into decisions and into trap doors that otherwise you wouldn't go into. I mean, they're setting us up again. You know, whether it has to do with January 6th, speaking of trap doors, boy, what a trap door that turned out to be, right? And these poor guys that are there, we know well over 300, and Jake Lang, who's been on with us many times to tell us what's going on, and, we're praying the Supreme Court, as they take up this case, Several weeks in February, they're going to be taking this case up, and hopefully something rather expedient is handled on that.
Sponsored by IBM, oil and gas companies are constantly adapting to a rapidly changing landscape. IBM's Institute for Business Value surveyed 2,000 executives in 25 countries for the Digital Energy Company of the Future study. What they learned is that price volatility, aging infrastructure, and more are in a balancing act with increased customer expectations and disrupted ecosystems. Phil Spring, IBM Consulting Energy and Resources Leader.
For these companies, this is about transitioning to a future of low-carbon energy and products. But it's also about value and profit, as well as purpose. So of the companies that we surveyed, what we refer to as visionary vanguards, they are taking transformative action. They're using digital technologies and data, and they're integrating sustainability into their investment cases to help transform to the digital energy company of the future.
If oil and gas companies stay focused on implementing data-based decision-making, embedding AI and automation in the business, and aligning sustainability goals with digital transformation, they will be on their way to becoming the digital energy companies of the future. To learn more, visit IBM.com/IBV.
USA News Update. The sound of protesters in Israel, as it's been 3 months and people are questioning where are the hostages and what's being done to get them out. Israelis who are missing a loved one kidnapped by Hamas terrorists back on October 7th, protesting in Tel Aviv and setting up a long table with more than 100 empty white chairs with color pictures of those still being held. In other news, in light of the war in Ukraine and the war in the Middle East, it seems it would be a good idea to know where the U.S. Defense Secretary is, but we are learning more about his absence. Lloyd Austin, turns out, was in the hospital as the result of complications from a medical procedure, and he was even in ICU for a period. Problem is, he reportedly didn't inform the White House for a few days. He was hospitalized Monday, and reporters at the Pentagon first alerted to the situation on Friday. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Back with you, America. Great to have you along with us for the ride. I'm Bill Martinez, and we are live. And for more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, parents, this is for you. We're going to help your students start planning for life after high school with free college and career tools. Sounds good, right? College Board's big figure share information about the reach and impact of career and college search tools that help students prepare for their future. And with us to tell us more about it is Dr. Autumn Cavanis, Director of Real Talk Big Future College Board. Autumn, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me, Bill. Super honored to be here. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much. Yourself?
I am golden.
Hey, oh, perfect. I love that. Well, we can only imagine how overwhelming it can be for students to figure out what comes next after high school, right?
Right. It can be an incredibly overwhelming experience. And I say this, Bill, I've had the amazing opportunity to work with thousands of brilliant high school and college students. And one thing I've learned, Bill, is that when it comes to figuring out what is that right first step after high school,
mm-hmm.
every single student's path is different. And that makes the experience confusing, okay, because parents are trying to figure out how do I best advise and help my student. But
right.
thankfully, Bill, we have Big Future, and Big Future steps in and really provides a way to understand the process, simplify the process, and demystify the process for students and families.
Well, this is 21st century, you know, smart way of approaching your next step, right, with what Big Future has put together. I mean, when you look at it and as a parent, you go, wow, what would have happened with my life if I had what Big Future is making available to our kids today? And so parents need to be aware of this powerful tool set that's available to their kids, right?
Absolutely. And this powerful tool set, Bill, is free. Right? You get all these tools to really think through and work with your teen as they contemplate that right first step after high school. And it's all free over at bigfuture.org. And so I just can't think of a better way when we think of how to ensure that your student is receiving what they need to know. So, you know, we have checklists, for example. So let's say someone has a 9th grade or a 10th grade, 11th, 12th grade, and they're all in their spring semester right now, and you're trying to figure out, okay, how do I ensure my student or my grandchild is on the right step, right? Well, we have a college and career checklist. Our list is available both in English and Spanish, and it shares semester by semester some of the milestones that your students should be reaching as they prepare for their big future. And again, completely free resource, so many tools, and it's available on bigfuture.org.
Yeah, this is awesome, Dr. Cavanis, that this is available. You know, Big Future is combining these features and services to help all students chart a path after high school. But, you know, it's one thing to think about after high school, but as you just pointed out, you can start now so that you're ahead of the curve and you're more well-prepared so that when the final day of high school comes, you're already down the road with a plan and purpose, right?
Yes, right. And when you say plan, purpose, being prepared, right, we have begun a new year. And not only the new year, Bill, we have an extra day because it's a leap year.
Right, exactly.
But I say this is the time right now, right? And when you head on over to bigfuture.org, let's say that you have an 11th grader and you're just now looking at this for the first time. That's okay. You're looking at this now. But now is the time to prepare and to think through those steps, right? Because we have made it so actionable in terms of how to explore careers, how to plan for college, how to pay for college. We are backed by the College Board, which has been around since 1900. And we have actionable steps that says, take your career quiz. Right? Take a career quiz for your what goals and what interests are in alignment with how they envision their big future and how they see their career goals shaping up.
Wow, this is a great, what you've done here, this is awesome, Dr. Cavanis, that you make these kind of tools available, you know, to our kids. What are some of the burning questions that you hear from students today, and how is Big Future addressing those questions?
I tell you, though, Gen Z, when I said earlier, my students are brilliant. I really believe that. I believe iron sharpens iron.
Yeah.
And my students ask the questions that, quite frankly, maybe I didn't have the courage to ask it at 18. But they ask those questions, and I just admire Gen Z. So they'll ask questions, though, such as, okay, that's a great career and all, but is that in alignment with my purpose?
Yeah.
Right. I don't even know if I ever thought about purpose at 17, right?
You're right, exactly.
They're thinking about it. I go, wait a minute, what's my purpose, right?
Right.
They're thinking about, and they're asking and inquiring about, and they find a career that hits that sweet spot of purpose as well as making money. And they want to know, okay, now that I have some purpose, will it make me any money?
Exactly.
Do I need to go to a four-year institution first, or should I start with a community college and then maybe transfer to a four-year college?
Exactly.
If students are wanting to know, should I take a gap year, or do I need to go to college? Can I jump right into my career, maybe get a certificate, and figure that out? So these are burning questions, and I always say over at Big Future, through the ability to explore careers and plan for college and pay for college, students get insight into this. And how we also address this is we have opportunities to figure that out on Big Future. And we also have, and I love sharing this, Bill, we have a way to answer students' questions in real time. We have our Big Future Live and Real Talk event platform. And last year, Bill, over 200,000 students and caring adults register for our events. And during our events, they're virtual, they're free. Students can come in with their parents, and they can actually ask questions to industry and education leading experts. So, for example, right, we have a new FAFSA that came out this past December.
Right.
We had an event in December where students and caring adults could ask industry leaders, financial aid directors at colleges directly questions about the FAFSA. So we at Big Future, we know that this process can be complicated, that right first step after high school, but we really have a comprehensive resource with tools that are going to help you and your student engage in this process.
Dr. Cavanaugh, how did Big Future come about? This is such an awesome idea. I mean, and how long have you been doing this?
All right. Well, Big Future really is about addressing some of the needs that students need in terms of figuring out what is that right first step, right? Mm-hmm. We're rooted in ensuring that parents know that they are not alone in this process. Students know that they are not alone in this process. And as I like to say, we really have your back, right? We're rooted in goodness, almost 125 years of College Board. And College Board is an industry leader when it comes to thinking through education and a pioneer in this space. Mm-hmm. And so we take all of that to really create a resource that students, educators, parents, caring adults can access that is free, that really helps students think through how to explore careers and how to plan for college and how to pay for college. And all of this is at no cost, right? I haven't even shared, and I have to share this with you, Gil.
Okay, we've got about a minute left. Go ahead. Go ahead.
We have Big Future scholarships, and I want your audience to know this. Big Future scholarships because we reward students who take action on Big Future, be it filling out the FAFSA and letting us know or building their career and school list. And we reward you by placing you in a drawing to win one of our $40,000 or $500 scholarships. And last year, I always say this, we give out monthly two $40,000 Big Future scholarships. And we have given, since we started Big Future scholarships, over $18 million in scholarship money to over 21,000 students across the country.
Wow, how great is that? This program seems so comprehensive that you've got to go and check it out for yourself and see how this is going to help you as a parent and your student. And now is the time to do it. You don't have to wait until the first day after high school, right? So where can they go, Dr. Cavanaugh, for more information?
Visit us over at bigfuture.org. Because at Big Future, you can own your future your way.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Before the top of the hour, good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. He is Dr. Ted Baer, the founder and publisher of Movie Guide, and he's got the latest in movies and what's happening with our culture as well. Hey, Dr. Ted, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's nice to talk to you, and it's always great to talk to you, so I should be more enthusiastic.
Well, hey, no, hey, it's all good. I love this time together, and it's a great way, you know, in my study this week and talking about you know, how God looks at the beginnings, you know, how, and this is the beginning of a new year, and, you know, this is a special time, you know, that we get to start a new year together, and I'm excited.
Well, you should be very happy that you're not in Hollywood, because in many ways, Hollywood is the Grinch that stole Christmas. That's what they do. They release some of the best movies like Boys in the Boat and others on Christmas Day, figuring that most of America doesn't celebrate Christmas, which is a sad statement of our... But Boys in the Boat is great. I mean, some of the movies released on Christmas were great, some were terrible, and they do that all the time. So this time, January, is just intense. I've got a meeting at CBS tomorrow. I've got the Critics' Choice Awards. We've got the Golden Globes. I've got to read all these scripts of the Movie Guide Awards. I've got to see all 100 movies, 3 or 4 hours each. It's like until February 9th when the Movie Guide Awards are, which is the most important event, which will then be on GAC, the Great American Channel, the fastest growing channel in the United States, then probably around May I can relax.
Well, imagine that. At least you have something to look forward to. Hey, speaking of the Golden Globes, I don't know if you saw this or not, but for those of us who either grew up in Southern California or when you go to California, one of the highlights and must stops is at In-N-Out. There was a picture of Paul Giamatti there with his folks there at an In-N-Out in Beverly Hills, and I guess he took a break from going to all the after party stuff, and the Golden Globe, his award, is sitting there on the table, Ted. He's enjoying his In-N-Out burger. I thought it was great.
The Holdovers was probably the best movie that was being considered. You know, and I vote in the Producers Guild Award. I vote in the Critics' Choice Award. I'm angling with them now, trying to figure out what's happening because I'm supposed to be pressed for the Critics' Choice, too. And they don't give you anything that's worthwhile, that's really good, like Boy or whatever, and The Sound of Freedom. None of that appears, but what you do get is the best of the lame choices that you had, because I just filled out all my votes for the Critics' Choice Award, was The Holdovers with Paul Giamatti, who is arguably the best movie that was released that's being considered for awards. It's a little too quirky for most people, so don't go to it.
Yeah. No, I saw it and reviewed it, and but it was just, you know, I thought it was very, very funny. I mean, here you are, In-N-Out.
Bill, did you go to boarding school?
No, I went to Catholic school, so the next closest thing to it, and raised by nuns.
Yeah, I was at the number one boarding school, St. Paul, so I knew what all that. I went a month after my mother died, so St. Paul's is where such famous people as John Kerry, the liar, and other people. He stole my bass guitar. But anyway, let's go on with what.
Oh, by the way, we won't forget that. Hey, let's talk about the Book of Clarence.
The Book of Clarence, you know, every couple of years, it's an interesting thing, like Black Nativity, which we gave an award to. There's African-American films, if you can call them that, with African-American, you know, cast playing Jewish people. I remember in the days of Golda Meir when they were refusing to let the people in from Ethiopia who said we're Black and Jewish, and finally they let them in. But the Book of Clarence is a biblical story. It's actually better than we expected. It actually affirms the resurrection of Jesus, the truth of Jesus, the miracles of Jesus. But it's an African American film, and it's got a lot of, and I shouldn't put it in those terms, so forgive me. It's got foul language, violence, references to smoking marijuana. You know, almost all the Jewish characters are Black. So it's their perspective on the gospel, and it's about Clarence, who's the twin brother of the apostle Thomas, Doubting Thomas. And Clarence does not believe, but he sees that Jesus is getting a lot of people to follow him. So he decides he's going to pretend that he's the Messiah so he can make money to pay off his gambling debts. And it's set in the modern case. So if you wonder why this could happen, it's set in a modern tone. And eventually, should I tell you the ending? You're not going to go see it, but you know, eventually it all works out for the best. He realizes that Jesus is real, and there's some good content, but you have a lot of hood content before you get there.
Yeah, and that's the deal. I mean, this is their worldview, and it's there, and you wonder how many people actually would believe in something like the Book of Clarence, right?
Yeah. But it's good. I mean, eventually it's evangelistic in an interesting way.
Yeah.
Go read the full review at movieguide.org.
Yeah, make it easy. How about Vindication, season 3?
Vindication is very good. And our friends who did Vindication, which is, at Redeem TV, and I've known them since I was head of the organization that did The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and, my friend at Shadowlands, the first version of Shadowlands, which was really great. And Vindication is their series, their ongoing detective series, police series, and it's a very good series. It's very exciting. So this is the
season 3, right.
But every one of them is exciting, and I recommend them highly. They were doing them with GAC, but now, and PureFlix, but now they're not. They've dropped out, so it's up to Redeem TV, and Bill Curtis is doing a great job. It's one of the better productions. And in the Movie Guide review, we review every single episode. So if you want to read about every single episode, you can read it at movieguide.org. I'm not going to go through all of the episodes here.
No, let's not do that. But you'll be able to see it. It's streaming on Redeem TV, right? You said
Redeem TV. Yep.
And okay.
Redeem TV is excellent, and it's you know, it's the Christian History and Vision video, and they're all good friends.
Well, Ted, what did you make
and
of
good friends of yours too?
Yes, they are, as a matter of fact. Yeah, great people. What did you make of Sound of Freedom surpassing Taylor Swift at the box office last year?
Yeah, we've got lots of great articles, and you know, I mean, it's the way you do the box office. And you know the box office because you're in the business of the box office. Variety reports the box office differently than Box Office Mojo, and you know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Variety does receipts that come to the distributor. So let's say if the theater takes 50%, then the actual box office could be twice as much as is reported in Variety because it's only taking the receipts that go to the distributor for the movie. Angel Studios is a different distribution model, so I don't know how they're figuring that out. But when you see the box office, you'll see box office for Taylor that goes over $1 billion. You'll see box office for, let's take something that, you know, everybody can relate to, Sound of Freedom or Hacksaw Ridge. And the variations will be really great. So Sound of Freedom grossed $184 million after its July release, and Taylor Swift did $179 million. But I think those are all Variety figures. So don't get angry at us if you see different figures. That's my point.
Right, exactly. Well, good. You know, you were talking about, you know, all the TV and all the things that you have to watch all the way up until May. So you're doing a lot of TV time, and but so is America. According to this latest report, you've got more adults spending an incredible amount of time in front of their TVs. What's going on?
It's not only an incredible amount of time, but it's harming them in a you know, in a tremendous way. And Nielsen just did a report. I mean, every year I'm puzzled. Because we do these reports to the entertainment industry, and just for children, when we started out doing the report in the mid-80s, in 1991, I'll pick that as a better date, it was about 40,000 hours by the time they were 17 years old.
Wow.
Last year, it was 66,000 hours, so it's gone up 26,000 hours since 1990. And I don't know what people are doing, but excessive screen time, this is the point of the article, can cause blindness, distraction, depression, anxiety, unhappiness, poor sleep, and voting for the, no, I added voting for the wrong person, but so it can cause you to be completely confused about life. And the average adult is spending 33 hours a week watching TV, which I think is excessive. And I know it's excessive because I do Movie Guide, and I've got to watch TV and movies, and I'm suffering from all those things.
Well, that's like almost a full-time job, you know, being in front of TV that many hours per week. I mean, think about it. Could we make a better use of that time?
Yes, and that's what God tells us to do.
Yeah,
consider,
amen.
You know, your life, consider how long you have to live. Use your time wisely. I mean, we can listen to Tim Keller or Charles Stanley or any great preacher, and they'll always tell you that one of the things Jesus concentrates on and the Bible concentrates is how are you using your time. The scripture I had this morning for my little office that we were at our prayer time was, be holy as your Father in heaven is holy. Mm. I don't think you can be really separate, which is what holy means, if you're watching this 33 hours a week on TV, especially the news, which is depressing.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I agree. Well, he's the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Dr. Ted Baer has been with us. Dr. Ted, Happy New Year to you, my friend. All the best to you. Take care.
Well, thank you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious
meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Do the letters...